Dr. Thea Gallagher, more good days in May for Mental Health Awareness Month. So you said something when you were talking about all the things that we've got to work on, and you said the words social connection. Now, that to me is interesting because I need you to define what is good social connection, what is bad social connection, and what is the kind of social connection that can be harmful. For example, when you say social connection, are you talking about going out and about with friends, being out in public with friends, being face-to-face, or are you talking about social connection whereas people are on the internet interacting with people there?
So is there some benefit to social connection on the internet? Of course, right? You can maybe feel seen, maybe feel connected. I think we have social media for a reason, right? It is definitely not like a panacea for our social needs. We do need some in real life social connection. So the Surgeon General came out a couple years ago talking about how social connection is so important for our mental health, that it's like, if we don't have at least 2 to 3 people that we can confide in our lives and feel connected to, it's as bad as like smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. Like, it's very bad for our health. And I have become more and more concerned about friendship and connection in our world. And I think sometimes social media can serve as a form of social connection instead of, not in addition to, and that's part of the problem. But social connection can take on many forms, right? And sometimes that can feel overwhelming for certain kinds of people. But, you want to have your 2 to 3 close friends that you feel seen, understood, cared for, that you can call them, talk to them when you're having a bad day. But then also for people, having just even a sense of community can be really valuable, whether it's that playing pickleball with people in your community, playing tennis, going to your workout class, and you might not be having these deep conversations, but you're connecting on some level. There's a level of belonging and connection. And so there's a variety of these kinds of social connections, but we do need them in our lives. And I think they are very deprioritized in many people's lives. Especially parents who are, working parents who are really busy with their kids, their work, their lives, like friendships fall to the wayside.
I'm so glad you said that, because I always feel the guilt of, if I have the anxiety, I don't want to call said friend who also has so much anxiety. But if we can find that social connection and we can go to Marshall's and TJ Maxx one day and just do some lunch, then that's the way we have to do it. Instead of me calling with my problems and, maybe stressing her out more, than we find the social connection a different way. I never thought of that till right now. Till you said
Yeah,
that.
Absolutely. And even going on walks with people, yes. We even know for men, sometimes like eye contact can be overwhelming. So sometimes like a parallel social interaction, like walking next to each other, playing golf, driving, these are places that we can actually maybe feel less intimidated. But I do want to go back to your thing about burdening your friend with something that's going on.
I
do think this mentality we also need to change, because none of us ever feel really burdened. Like, maybe we've had a friend in the past who's like really needy, but most of us want to be burdened. We want our friends to call us and say, I'm having a tough day. I was having a tough day yesterday. It's a really sad day. It's the anniversary of my sister's death. A really good friend of mine died on that day. And I didn't want to reach out to my friends and say, I'm really struggling. Or, hey, I want to share these pictures of what I remember of these people in my life. But you know what? I did it. And I felt a little stupid, because I'm like, that's kind of a lot to lay on them. But they're adults. Like, and I want them to lay on me when they're having a tough day. Am I laying that on them every day of my life? No. But I think to reach out to your friends when you need them and say, I'm struggling today, I'm having a tough day, I'm really being hard on myself, whatever it might be, or like my life feels stressful with my kids being sick or something, like, do it. But also be the vessel when they want to reach out for help. It needs to be reciprocal, but we can't get away with never being vulnerable in our relationships. And I fear that we're moving toward a lot of hyper independence in our world that is not going to benefit us in the long run.
Wow.
I feel like I don't have that. And I'm really going to try to be different. I feel like I don't even have a person that I can call and put stuff on. And
text me or call me next time.
No, here's me. My first thing is like, you have too much going on too. Like, that's, I have to change that mentality.
You really do.
I think a lot of us feel that way, and we really need
But a lot of us who doesn't want someone to reach out and say, can you help me out with this thing? And that's actually homework I give my patients all the time. You need to ask 2 people for help this week, because it makes you vulnerable. Sometimes I'm scrambling. I don't have family where I live. And if I have something running over and I need somebody to just pick up my kid from the bus stop, or, hey, I have an electrician coming, I have a couple retired neighbors, and I'll be like, hey, would you be able to be there for this window of time? it's amazing. Like, if we actually start to live like a community, then you want to show up for other people too. Isn't it the great feeling when your friend says, can you help me out? Can you go and like drop my kid off here or bring this thing? Like, I feel great doing that. And so a lot of us want to help, but we can't be helpers if we're not also asking for help. It needs to go both ways.
What, before we let you go, what is the downside to not, like, what is the mental health struggle by not allowing yourself to show vulnerability in your life?
Your relationships will be shallow. You will feel lonely. You will go to other things for, your dopamine hit, and you're going to set up the building blocks to be alone and lonely and feel like you're, in a vacuum. And so we need to connect with others. And sometimes it's messy. Sometimes it's uncomfortable. Sometimes we have a tough conversation, but it is going to also, you have higher risks of depression and anxiety if you don't do it. So there's a lot of benefits to connecting with others. So if there's one thing I can tell people today, ask somebody for help this week.
Oh,